Open your Bibles to the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12 in your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1303. We'll be reading the first six verses of this chapter. We'll read the verses responsively. 1 through 6. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God, taking special note now of verse 2, which is the text verse for this morning's message. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And let's pray. And Father, help us not to be forgetful concerning the privilege that is ours every time we gather in this place. We have the freedom to do so, for which we praise thee. We have the inclination to be here. Thy Spirit has stirred us to want to come and to be in this place where the preaching is done and where we can hear from Thy Word. We pray for Thy help this morning for the hearing of the Word. We have a faithful preacher. Help us to be faithful hearers and doers of Thy Word. And so blessed in this service in that special way which you had in mind even before this day came. We pray for thy help in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to speak this morning on the subject Mount Joy. I hope you'll listen carefully. I want to help you. I believe that the Lord will use this scripture to help you and encourage your heart if you'll listen. I want to read for you without your turning to it again, just one verse. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let me go back to the first verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The book of Hebrews was written to encourage us to run the race that is set before us. That's the purpose of the entire book. There are two foundation piers that hold up the entire book that tell us why we're supposed to run the race that is set before us. One, in chapter 2 and verse 3, it mentions so great a salvation. Because we have so great a salvation, and then in chapter 12 and verse 1, because there up in heaven there is so great a cloud of witnesses, then we are supposed to run the race. In here, there's such a great salvation. Up there, we have a great grandstand of witnesses watching us run the race. Because of the so great salvation in here, and so great a cloud of witnesses up there, we're supposed to run the race that is set before us. Now then, my text verse, looking unto Jesus, that's as we run the race, the author and finisher of our faith, and here's my sermon, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I hope you listen to me very carefully this morning. I want to talk to you on, I could call this the only way to complete joy. I'm calling it Mount Joy. But you're not going to have, now you can find some happiness in the world, but you can't find any joy in the world. Happiness means you delight in something because of the happenings of life just happened. But there's a way to have joy. I mean real joy. The songwriter says, if you want joy, real joy, let Jesus come into your heart. Now, I don't believe that's totally true. I think that joy, I think salvation comes when you receive Christ as Savior. But there, the way to real joy is what I'm going to preach to you this morning. Heavenly Father, bless me as I speak, because I want to be a help to the people I love the most. These people whom I've married, whose loved ones I've buried, whose children I've tried to help them rear, whose children I've tried to help them educate, to whom I've taught and preached and counseled, wept and laughed for these years, I want to be a blessing today. Please help me to be so. That's all I ask. I don't ask for a good sermon. Help me just to be a blessing to the dear people. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to use this mic because I'm going to move around a bit this morning. I want you to follow me as I lay the foundation. Our Lord stands on a mountain peak. He looks to another mountain peak. That mountain peak is the time when He shall sit down at the right hand of the Father. That mountain peak is the time when He shall be restored to His heavenly fellowship with His heavenly Father. The Bible says that is the joy. Are you listening to me? That is the joy that is set before Him. Now there it is, that mountain peak, that joy that is set before Him. He stands over here on this mountain peak and he hungers to be over there. And He's going over there. It is the joy that is set before Him. He'll be there soon. But between, and the Bible calls that, the joy that was set before Him. But between the mountain peak where He is and the mountain peak that is over there, which is called the joy that is set before Him, there's a valley. Now that valley is the only way to get to that mountain peak. He cannot get to the joy that is set before Him without going through the valley. That's why the Bible says that the joy that was set before Him, the joy that He was called to do, the joy of finishing what He started, the joy of pleasing the Heavenly Father. But between Him and that joy that is set before Him, there is betrayal. There is hatred. There is Gethsemane. There is His arrest. There is His indictment. There is His false trial. There is His wrong conviction. There is His crucifixion. There is His being beaten with a cat of nine tails. There is His being humiliated. There is His bearing the sins in His body, our sins in His body. And worst of all, there is the separation from the Heavenly Father when He cries, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. So He says, it says that who for the joy that was set before Him. But there is no way to that joy. He cannot get to that joy by going around that valley. He cannot get to that joy by going over that valley. The only way He can get to that joy is by going through that valley. Listen to me. If He could get to that joy without going through that valley, it would not be joy. Because the struggle to get somewhere is what brings the joy. He endured the cross, the Bible says. And His enduring the cross was what gave Him the joy when He got to the joy that was set before Him. So our Lord is over here on this mountain, and before Him, there's a joy set before Him. He's headed for that joy. But before He gets to that joy that's set before Him, He has to go through the valley of betrayal, the valley of a false accusation, the valley of a false indictment, the valley of a false trial, the valley of a false conviction, the valley of being beaten with a cat of nine tails, the valley of being crucified, the valley of seeing the Father turn His back on Him and crying, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? And don't forget this, ladies and gentlemen, there is no other way to that joy that was set before Him. For if He could get to that joy without becoming our sin, that wouldn't be joy. The very joy that was set before Him was finishing what He was supposed to do in the valley. And nobody can get to the joy on the mountaintop till He's finished in the valley what He's supposed to do. So, our Lord said, there's a joy that's set before Him,
But you, he said to the house, wasn't that Calvary? Oh, no, the Bible says he despised the shame. He despised becoming sin. He who never did an evil deed, he who never said an evil word, he who never walked an evil path, he who never had an evil thought, he despised becoming sin. He did not want to become sin, but he did that which he despised in order that he might have the joy that was set before him. And that joy includes a way for you and I to get with him forever. Now, five statements. Don't miss them. Number one, the same is true for you and me. Number two, there is joy set before all of us. Listen to me now. There is joy set before every person in this room. I said there is joy set before every person in this room. And joy is available to every person in this room. Statement number three. Between us and joy is a valley. Here you are this morning. There is joy set before you. And you may have that joy if you want it. But between, just as was the case in Jesus, there was a valley between himself and the joy set before him. Likewise, there is a valley between you and the joy that's set before you. And if you could get a, if a helicopter could pick you up and set you down over here on this side, in, on the Mount Joy, you wouldn't have joy. Because you would not have struggled to get that joy. Let me show you something. Fellas, stand up here and try to keep me from getting over there, but don't try too hard. Okay. Now, let's see. Just through Brother Roy, that's all I want. Brother John, step back a little bit now. Now then, here I am, and over there is the joy that is set before me. Now this time, do nothing. If I just saunter over here to this joy that is set before me, there's no joy in that. Just as there would have been no joy for Jesus to have gone to the Father without finishing in the valley what he's supposed to do. But if I come over here and I look at that, at the joy that's set before me, and this time I make some effort to stop me. And these fellows try to stop me, but I keep on going, and I'll not be stopped, and I'll keep on going. I keep on going, and I keep on going, and I keep on. Now, there is joy. See, this is the joy, because I endured. Hey, that's why people climb mountains. You take a mountain climber and put a helicopter and let him down on the top of the mountain, that's no fun. He wants to climb that mountain. He wants to endure the ragged edges and the jagged edges of that mountain. And he gets to the top of the mountain, there's joy. Why? He endured to get there. That's why. That's why people want to swim the English Channel. If you want to, you catch a commuter plane across that channel. It's not being over there on the other side of that channel that brings you the joy. It's swimming the channel with the endurance and the perseverance that gets you on the other side that brings the joy. And ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Nobody has ever reached real joy, true joy that is set before them until he went in the valley and paid the price and endured and persevered and wouldn't stop and wouldn't quit and wouldn't be stopped and arrived over here at the Mount Joy because he endured. The Bible says he endured the cross. Thank you, fellas. I said, number one, the same is true for you and me. I said, number two, joy is set before all of us. I said, number three, between us and joy is a valley. Number four, if you could get there without the valley, it would not be joy. Everybody wants to get over there. Here's what happened. Most of us want the easy way. We don't want the lonely nights. We don't want the tears. We don't want the glasses that fog up. We don't want the heartache. We want to leisurely get over here to the other side, the mount, the joy that is set before us. But you listen to me. You avoid the struggle. You avoid the endurance. You avoid the perseverance. You avoid the battle. You avoid the heartache. Then you don't get to the joy that's set before you, because getting there is what makes it Mount Joy. And without the struggle, there is no Mount Joy. Number five. It is made joy because you paid for it. You got there by enduring. You got there by battling. I'm looking all over this building this morning. I'm looking at people who are happy. The happiest people in this room are not those folks that inherited what they've got. The happy people in this room are those who work for what they got. Happiest people in this room are not those that have laid on a bed of ivory and a bed of ease and had an easy, smooth ride through life. The happiest people in this room are those who looked over there. The joy was set before them. They saw it. But between them and the joy that was set before them was heartache and loneliness and struggles and battles and sickness and the death of loved ones and enemies. And they kept on going. In the valley, they kept on going. And they got down and got back up and fell down and got back up and kept on going and struggled to get there and struggled and they got there. Hey, that's what real joy is.
I'm talking this morning to a young preacher. Forgive me now. But I'm talking to some young preachers that like to be where I am. Brother Boyd, stand up over there where I was. Out there. I'll be 69 next month. I start my 70th year in about a month. I've been through the valleys. I've been through the battles. I've been through the fight. Now, here you young preachers are. Dozens of young preachers would give anything to be where I am. But you want an airplane that will take you above the valley. You want to pastor a great church. You want to be used of God for many years. You want to be where I am. But between where I am and where you young preachers are, there's a great valley. Well, I want to say this, brother. This joy where Jack Howell stands this morning is available for every single preacher boy in this room. But you won't get there without going through the valley. You said, well, the house, I don't want to go through the valley. Nobody, I didn't either. I despised it. But I sure am enjoying Mount Joy. Thank you for that. See, enjoyment is not caused by where I am, but how I got here. You don't see the craggy edges. You don't see the foggy valleys. You don't see the dangerous cliffs. You don't see the deadly serpents. You don't see the angry beast. You don't see the nasty battles. You don't see the lonely nights. You don't see the spurned love. You don't see the surprise betrayals. You don't see the stormy winds. But let me tell you something. Must you be carried the skies on flowery beds of ease while some of us have fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? No, you must fight if you would gain. Increase your courage, Lord. Bear the toil and do the pain supported by His Word. Let me tell you, those two men that were ordained last night, Brother Irby, Brother, and Brother Vasek, ordained last night, between where you stood last night and where I stand this morning, let me tell you, this is available for you. You may have it. The joy of a lifetime of service for God. The joy of being an old man and looking back and seeing God's blessings and seeing your preacher boys and your converts and standing up here looking at it, couples who are happily married that you've married and marriages that you've helped by God's grace to salvage and save and little children whose moms and dads are about to break up. But we worked and worked and kept mom and dad together and now the kids are being reared in a decent, happy home. I'm trying to tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful joy over here on the mountaintop, and you can have it if you want it, if you're willing to go through the valley. You could get here any other way. If you could arrive here any other way besides the valley, it wouldn't be Mount Joy. Because you need the thrill of saying, I endured. That's what the mountain climber needs. I conquered that mountain. And you need to arrive over here, and every single preacher boy here, you need to arrive over here someday and say, by the grace of God, I'm on Mount Joy. God has blessed my life to some degree. But I want to thank God for the valleys. As I came to the
mountains. And then I came to the valley. I couldn't see my hand. I didn't want to go through it. I never have enjoyed a battle. Never have enjoyed a heartache. Never have enjoyed a heartbreak. Never have. But thank God I'm enjoying the joy that was set before me. Why? Praise God, the old man kept on going. And you may not be everything you want to be, but you can keep on going. Young ladies, you look at Mrs. Hiles in her senior years. I wish you were here this morning. She's not well, but she's lovesick. But you look at Mrs. Hiles in her senior years. You see her grace, her charm, her nice wardrobe, her pretty car. You want to get there. People say, young ladies say to me all the time, said, Mrs. Hiles is my model. Mrs. Hiles is what I want to be like. May I tell you how she got there? In the valley. The same valley where you gripe at your husband. The same valley where you want to turn back. The same valley where you can't take it. You hear me. You will never have that charm and grace till you've been down through that valley. That joy that is set before you does not come overnight. It comes because you get down in the valley and you crawl and you scrape and you do without and you battle and then you get on the other side. You won't ever have the joy if you're a coward, a yellow-bellied turncoat, or a quitter. You keep on going for God. There's joy over there on the other side. You don't, between you and her is a great valley. You want to get there, but you don't want to go the valley route. But there's no other route. If you get there than the valley route, it won't be Mount Joy. It'll be Mount Pleasure. Mount Comfort, but it won't be Mount Joy. You don't see the lonely nights. You don't see the burning tears. You don't see the storms. You don't see the battles. You don't see the junky apartments. You don't see the one room, 6x12 little room. You don't see washing clothes on a rug board in a bathtub, hanging them outside. You don't see the heartbreak and the heartache, betrayal, enemies that she didn't make, for folks that hate her just because of her name. You don't see that. You listen to me today, folks. There's not one single person in this world that has full, complete joy on Mount Joy who has not been through the valley on his way. Boy, the two compliments that I've enjoyed the most. One preacher, Brother Miller, out in California, every time he introduces me, he says, I now introduce you to the toughest man I know. The toughest man I know. Don't you forget that, buddy. I love that. You know what he's saying? He's saying Dr. Howes pastors the largest church in the world, but he got there by being tough. You say what you want to say, you little cowards that not willing to take a stand for this book and for that Savior and for the virgin birth and for separation and for decency. You'll never get to Mount Joy. Oh, you'll have a nice car to drive. You'll live in a nice house, but you won't have joy because it was handed to you on a silver platter and you didn't earn what you got. Real joy is gotten by earning it in the valley by persevering and enduring. You want a promised land without a wilderness. You want a resurrection without a crucifixion. You want a victory without a battle. You want the power of His resurrection without the fellowship of His sufferings. You want an empty tomb without a cross. You want Pilgrim's Progress without Bedford Jail. You want to reach Burma without burying, as Adoniram Judson did, two children and his wife in Burmese soil. You want to reach Africa with Chris, with, I forgot his name, David Livingstone. You want to reach Africa with David Livingstone without the fever, without the hatred, without the dirty gossip about him. You want to get over on Mount Joy and say, I reached the nation. Man, nobody ever reached the nation. Nobody ever built a great church. And nobody ever got over here on Mount Joy. I don't care if it's John Wesley or Charles Spurgeon or John Rice or Lee Robertson Dwight Moody. I don't care who they are, brother. Everybody who ever arrived over here on Mount Joy came from this place over here down to the valley and persevered and ended up on Mount Joy. Don't be against the valley, brother. It's the journey toward the mount. You want a crown without a cross. You want a revelation without a Patmos. But you sit with the high house. Can I volunteer for the valley? Don't have to. You just keep on going. Here you are over here. The joy that is set before me. Boy, oh boy. I'm marching toward the joy. All you got to do is just keep marching toward the joy. The devil will take notice of you. He'll get in a bad humor. You won't be his man of the year. He won't nominate you for ministerial association president. Keep on going. That means a little couple who had a little baby. Their family is here today, and I'm sure they're here right now in our services today. Found that little baby dead with crib death. In the valley. Had a little baby recently. 12 days old, they found the second little infant dead in bed with a crib death. Last Monday morning, a few of us gathered together at the mausoleum and said a few words of comfort and tried to encourage that little couple. Let me tell you something. They're on their way to Mount Joy. That's the way you get there. There's a preacher here in the service this morning, young man, graduate of our college. His young wife was suddenly taken with incurable disease. And down in the valley he had to go. But he kept on going and kept on going. Watched her wilt away and then watched her life be taken. And now has a couple of boys to rear by himself. That man's happy today. He's happier than some. He's griped less than some of you people whose family is well. He's griped less because his wife was taken than some of you have because it's 100 degrees discomfort. I'm not saying you ought to try to find some suffering. It'll come. You get busy for God. You just stay doing the will of God. Keep running that bus route. Keep teaching that Sunday school class. Keep tithing. Keep walking with God. For the joy that's set before you. And one of these days the devil will say, he's not going to make it. And you say, yes, I will. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. I've planted my feet on higher ground. Joy that was set before him. But between that where he was and that joy was a cross. A Judas Iscariot. Soldiers, judges, kings, enemies, jeers, hatred, crown of thorns, crucifixion, death, becoming sin, separated from the Father. Sunday morning came. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. Shoot. Well, I feel like that fellow I was preaching the other day. I got talking about Jesus coming back to reign. Some guy out there in the crowd didn't know what to say. He said, everybody said, amen. He said, golly. I feel the same way. Shoot. Jesus It's over now. Ever since eternity past, the shadow of Calvary has been over him. Ever since before the world was found, the foundation of the world was laid, the shadow of the cross was in his path. That valley he despised, becoming sin, hatred, wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, crucified on a cross, forsaken by the Heavenly Father. And now he's up. He goes out there to that Mount Zion and says, I'm coming home. Goes back to the Father. He sits down at the right hand of the Father. Says, this is real joy. Real joy. You know why? He did that which he despised, which was the only way he could get to Mount Joy. I'm sick and tired of this. My pants not staying up. Just want to see if you're listening. I'm sick and tired of this. Good health, big wealth, charismatic kind of Christianity. If you're not feeling well, you sin. That's hogwash. That's garbage. Tell those preachers that are trying to get your money. You tell those preachers, brother, we're not wearing a crown. That's out yonder. We're bearing the cross right now. We'll wear a crown. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. Yes, we shall wear a crown. When the battle's over. When the battle's over, it can't be over unless there's a battle. And that's where Mount Joy is. He said, Brother Hiles, I want to volunteer for the valley. You don't do that. Some of you preachers are wondering when it's going to come. This man right here, everything was fine. Lovely wife, faithful, loyal wife, good kids, fine family. No valley. He just kept on going toward the joy that was set before him. On the way, the devil took notice and said, I better do something about that guy. The Lord allowed it to happen because he knew he had to go through a valley to enjoy have the full joy. That's my problem with the eye doctor. Doctor said it's cancer. Man right here has one eye that's normal, one eye that's at last eye this morning. One of the best men I know, one of the happiest men I know. There are people all over this room would love to have the joy of Don Boyd. But you don't want to get there by the valley route. Now, I'm not suggesting go cut your eye out and put a last one in. Though for those of you that watch the soap operas, you might want to cut both of them out and put two glass ones in. I'm just suggesting you keep on going for God. Keep looking at that joy that's set before you. As you go down the valley, don't look for trouble. It'll look for you. I could go to these men on the platform. I'll guarantee you half of them today have been way down in the valley. Happiest bunch of men you ever saw in your life. If you came to our men's meetings, you'd see one of the happiest, cleanest bunch. Well, that's the Brother Eddie gets there. Gets so dirty when he gets there. But you'd see one of the happiest bunch of guys in your life. You know why? That's exactly why, brother. We've been through some battles together. Last Wednesday night, one of our ushers decided he wanted to deliver the treasury reports by walking around the auditorium while I was still teaching. That's a no-no here. He didn't know it, but he found out. And I said, Usher, don't do that. I said, you all be listening to the Bible study. Somebody said to me, you think you'll get mad? I said, no. I won't get mad. I said, why? I said, because we've been through too much together. I've got enough love built up in that man. He knows how much I love him. I've loved him through the years. I've buried his wife. I've been with him in the valley. Out in the parking lot. We met out there in the parking lot after the church. And he put his arm around me and said, I love you, preacher.
And I said, I love you too. And he said, I'm sorry I did that. And I said, I'm sorry I called you down. We hugged each other and told each other we loved each other. We've been through the valley together. You say, I'd like to have friends like that. Go through the valley together. You walk through the valley like we've walked through the valley. This man right here, one of the best men that ever breathed the breath. If there's a good, I've often said, if I get Tevin, John Colston in there, I don't want to stay either. I didn't mean that. Just in case. Nearly 35 years, we shared the battle together. And like a rock Gibraltar, he stayed beside me, and I've tried to stay beside him. Everybody would like to have a friend like Johnny Colston, but nobody wants to fight the battle. You take some of these old fellows that fought in World War II together. Boy, there's a camaraderie there that you can't buy because they fought the battle together. And ladies and gentlemen, our Savior looked at the joy that was set before him. He said, that's where I want to be. He looked down and saw a valley. He endured the cross. Didn't say he shouted to the cross. He endured the cross and despised becoming our sin. Despised the thought of being rejected by the Father. But that's the only way to mount joy. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying, number one, you keep on going. Keep on going. Don't stop. Now, if battles come, keep on going. If no battles come, keep on going. But you mark my word, the battle is going to come. And the heartache is going to come. You're going to sit beside a casket and look at the face of the one dearest to you. You're going to see a little child wilt away with leukemia, or a wife with cancer, or find your husband dead in bed with a heart attack. You're going to go through the valleys, misunderstanding and hatred. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, this is no young preacher over here on this side saying, this is what I read in the Bible, though that's good enough. And young preachers, keep on preaching because it's in the Bible. But this is a grizzled old veteran who stayed in the battle for a half century, who knows what he's talking about. And brother, I've never been as happy in my life as I am today. Never. I've never enjoyed life as I enjoy it now. I've never enjoyed my prayer life. I've never enjoyed my Bible like I enjoy it now. I've never enjoyed preaching like I enjoy it now. You know why? I'm on Mount Joy. You know how I got to Mount Joy? Despising, but keep on going through the valley. That's the only way. Again, may I say this. You want to become an old man someday and senior citizen. And you want to be able to say, well, I tell you, I'm happiest I've ever been in my life. What you want to do is have an airplane fly you over the mountain and drop you in a parachute over here on Mount, over the valley, and drop you in a parachute on Mount Joy. It don't work that way. You know what America needs? America needs some men. America needs some people that had the character of our forefather. And that's one thing wrong with America. That's one reason when a grateful, dead, heathen, pagan, who's helped to destroy the morals in America, dies, he's some kind of a folk hero. He's not. He's the devil incarnate. But that's why he's a hero. We have a nation never has fought a war. Never has struggled through a depression. We've not starved together. We've not fought together. We've not fallen together and gotten up together. We're a bunch of soft, namby-pambys. God, help us to be the kind of people that say, we're not going to quit. We're not going to stop. We're keeping on going. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. Keep on going. Keep on going. Just like the Savior did. And by the way, his valley was deeper than yours is. If he can go through that valley for me, I can go through my little valley for him.